Welcome to this podcast, and before going ahead, I'd love to say that I hope you enjoy this podcast, and of course, it's subject to the disclaimers that I've mentioned already, and if you've got any queries, then do go to the website and have a look at those. I hope you enjoy this podcast. It was a Wednesday morning, and I was due to meet a leadership guru at quite a nice private members club in Mayfair. And it was really interesting because this leadership guru had written numerous books on teams, on leadership, on management. And also he had in his profile that he had at one time been sued for $12 billion. And that fascinated me. So I really needed to meet this leadership guru to find out what this was all about. And this is the story. So I met the leadership guru and we chatted about various projects that we were involved with. And then we turned to the $12 billion lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit was quite complicated and it was quite involved, but some interesting things came out of that discussion. And these are the three lessons that he explained to me that he had actually learned from this $12 billion litigation. And I'd love to share those lessons with you today. So the first lesson that he learns was, number one, always remember that the law prevails. Now, he said that in this litigation that he was doing, that there was a lot of motion, there's a lot of personality clashes, there was a lot of, noise around the key issues. And what he had found out is that essentially the best thing about talking with lawyers, from his point of view, was that they cut out all of the noise and started to focus on the facts. Now, that may seem quite obvious, but actually, he said, in this $12 billion litigation, it was really hard to prise apart what were the facts and what was the noise. The second thing that he learns from this litigation was, let the lawyers lead. In a way, he said that at the start, the team that he was involved with actually quizzed the lawyers in a way that was quite hostile because, in a way, they didn't like what they were being told. So they doubted the lawyers, they questioned the lawyers, etc. However, after a while, it dawned upon them that it would be better to work with their own lawyers and be more constructive in terms of the kind of questions that they were asking and also really listening to what was being said by the lawyers in terms of legal advice and actually questioning that legal advice purely from a perspective of getting more understanding about what the lawyers were actually saying and being able to digest what was being said. So, number two, listen to the lawyers. Number three, which was quite an interesting comment, was he said, once you had done number one, you had actually prized away the noise from the facts and the lawyers had helped you do that. Number two, you had actually listened to the lawyers and digested what they had said and let them get on with it. Then number three was just chill. And I said, what do you mean by chill? That, you know, surely you were heavily involved in this. There's a lot of money involved, etc. And he said, well, no, even though there was a lot of money involved, what I would take away from that litigation is once we had directed the lawyers, we'd understood what they were saying, we'd digested it, and we gave them information about our position and gave them a steer on the way we wanted things to progress, then it was up to them. And all we could do is chill. There was no reason to get aggravated or agitated about the whole thing, because we understood that it was a process. So what did I take from that conversation? I took from that conversation that there were some real nuggets. And what he said was that even though these points were obvious, and one might just say, of course, he said it cost the company a lot of money to actually understand these key points and really digest them. Number one, separate the noise from the facts. Number two, engage with the lawyers, listen to them, digest what they have to say, and then give them a steer, but then it's up to them. And then number three, chill. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast with those three points. And if you'd like to hear more, then please contact me at jimmy@coachinglaw.com, and it'd be great to hear from you. Thanks very much.